Blog Talk Radio. everybody, and welcome to Teen Talk. Listen up, Teen Talk. It is the 14th of May, and it is a blessed day here. I hope that wherever you are enjoying a blessed day as well. We are going to turn it over to the teens relatively soon. As you know, this is our show that we give freedom to the teens to be able to dialogue back and forth and talk about their issues concerning their age group with each other. So we thank all of you for tuning in and for supporting them in this. And, you know, we ask that you, you know, give your teens this opportunity to call in. And, you know, our teens are going through a lot these days. And, you know, a lot of them sometimes don't feel that they have someone that they can talk to who understands, which is why we created the show, so that, you know, they can talk to other teens who may be going through the same thing that they're going through. And we all know that, you know, having someone to listen in that understands is very important. So we hope that you will allow your teen, you know, your youth to be able to tune into this, so that, you know, eventually we can build this up and it can really be something that our teens can have a place to go and talk. So we are going to turn it right over to them and let them do their thing and let them get going, and that's what we're going to do. So we're going to bring them on. We got Monty and Marquita online today, and we're going to let them do them. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
How are you guys doing today?
Good. Good.
So what's new in the teen world?
Well, nothing much. Today we're basically going to be touching on relationships and, like, how do girls feel about things, or sometimes even what guys feel about things.
Awesome, awesome. So we're going to let y'all do you. You guys go ahead and do what you do.
Turning things over to Keita. Just make sure that you guys talk into your phones because you're coming in muffled. You want to be able to hear what you're saying. There you go.
All right, well, I'm Marquita, and I don't know if any of you guys know, but I actually have a little group on Facebook called Girls Versus Guys. Basically, I just want to get opinions of people, like, what do they think of each other, what do girls feel guys need to work on, what do guys feel that girls need to work on. And I've gotten a lot of good feedback from people, one thing I would like to talk about is something that was posted was, if girls can't take the truth, why do they always ask for it? What do you think about that, Monty?
I don't know.
I personally, how do you feel about the statement, like,
well,
what do you think of it?
I kind of agree with it, because, I kind of agree, because if you're going to ask for the truth, then you're not supposed to get mad, because you asked for it, so whatever comes out is the truth. So I don't really get mad if I ask for the truth, because the truth, so it's not going to really be that bad.
Yeah, I believe you're right. You know, sometimes us girls do ask for the truth, but, yeah, they can't always handle it, and they do intend to get mad about it. God only knows why. Okay.
Well, there are also guys who can't handle the truth either.
That, I definitely agree with that, because when we do intend to tell them the truth, they tend to block us out instead of trying to solve the problem.
Yeah.
Okay. So, another question that was posted, and anybody who's listening, feel free to call if you have an opinion or something, please. Another thing that was posted was, I wonder how a guy feels when he makes a girl cry when all she does is give him the world. what's your opinion on that, Monty?
That's a good question. Well, sometimes they don't really care, but then they'll think about, sometimes they'll think about it, like, oh, well, kind of messed up. And if they do care, they're not going to tell you, because guys always have to be the strong, manly one.
Yes. Let's see. I honestly wouldn't know how to feel about that statement, because I honestly feel like guys have a lot to hide. God only knows why, but they do hide in too much. I've actually cried in front of a guy like once, and it was recently. So it's like, I didn't like, the only thing running through my head is like, oh my God, he probably thinks I'm losing my mind or something. And I felt like I really was, like, I don't think he completely got that, but I don't know, like, who...
Well, did you cry in, did you, like, cry in front of him because of him?
That was part of it.
Okay. Yeah, see, because some guys, I'll have to speak from the guy perspective, but some guys kind of... don't get it until then. They don't get it. It's like if you get a sensitive guy, if you get a guy who actually cares, he may be upset at that moment, or he might be doing something that you know is totally agitating you, and he might be expecting something different from you. He might be expecting you to come at him hard, or he might feel he got to play hard. But when it's all said and done, once he starts making you cry, then it's like, you know, it might hit him at that point. You might hit him at that point. You know what? She's crying. If he's sensitive, it'll hit him. It'll hit him, and he won't like it, you know?
Well, tell me where I have to find a sensitive guy.
Now, how did the guy respond when you did cry in front of him?
Oh, man, forgive me for saying this, but, like, I don't know, I guess he didn't know what to do. Like, I didn't want to look at him, and he's like, don't cry. He's like, I don't want you to cry. He's like, when you're with me, like, that's the last thing I would want. He already knows that I'm going through stress with school, stuff at home, whatever the case may be, and it's like, that's not what he wants to see. Like, even though things are hard, he just wants it to be like, when I'm with him, that I could just clear my mind. So it's like, I guess seeing me cry was the last thing he would have expected.
Yeah, see, girls tend to throw guys when they do that, when they cry in front of you, especially if you're that type of female who is normally hard, you know, then it's like, wow, she actually crying. That's like seeing Eve cry in front of a guy, or, you know what I mean, or a woman that you view as being strong and unshakable. Then she gets, you know, in front of this guy, and next thing you know, you see her doing the waterworks thing, and you're like, well, what is this? That's when a guy starts to feel bad. That's when a guy is, because he's not expecting the reaction he got. And he knows it's sinking in that he's actually hurt her. But that's just my opinion. That's what I think.
Well, most of them feel like that. Not all of them.
Mm. Well, I don't know. And you know what? Sometimes girls do. I mean, even though they make things, they give the guys the world, and it's like, sometimes you just shouldn't be, like, because at times, if a guy can't care, why do so much for him? Some girls feel they give guys the world, but it's like, if he's not showing you he cares, why are you going so hard with giving him the world? or if he can't even give you the world back? Like, why do so much for somebody that could care less?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And that's honestly how I feel. And honestly, I don't trust guys like that. The last time I can say I actually trusted somebody and I fell for whatever the case may be was like about a year and a half to 2 years ago. So it's like now the person that's in my life, it kind of bugs me out to have such strong feelings for them. Like, my thing is I just don't want to get hurt, and it's hard because I would have never had expected myself to learn to trust again. So,
is it easy for you to trust? I mean, do you normally just give your trust to people naturally? No?
No. I'm nice. I'm friendly to people. That I have no problem. But I could be a little stuck up when I want to be. Like, there's times that I could even act like I have no respect for you. But it's like I'm a very friendly person. To trust you, that takes time. But, Mani, you had a question, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why do guys, put the blame on the girls? Like, they say that it's not me, it's you.
Oh, God. My favorite excuse, Mani. Oh, my God. You just, oh, my God. I love you. That's what I would love to know, too. Because, honestly, oh, man. That was just talked about on my page, too. Hold on. Oh, wait, but it was for both ways. It was, what was said was, why do females blame everything on a male when sometimes it's us chasing them away? And why do males blame it on females knowing they are doing wrong, always just trying to play the victim game, shaking my head at both? Mani, I agree with you. I completely agree with you. Because something like that happened to me like a few days ago where I was supposedly attacking him in a situation where I was the victim.
They turned it on you?
Yeah, and it's like I didn't understand. I'm like, wait, but I didn't do anything wrong. Like, why are you blaming this on me? And it's like I was starting to feel guilty, and then I'm like, hold up, I need to snap out of it. Like, this isn't my fault. Like, honestly, I feel if someone knows they're not doing wrong, don't think that you are. Don't let somebody use reverse psychology, get into your head, and make you think, maybe I am wrong. No. Do what you feel is right. That's how I personally feel.
Yeah.
And guys, oh, my God, I feel like they look for any reason to blame somebody else. I don't care. Like, they could be wrong. They could have got caught cheating, like, right in front of your face. But you're the reason why I had to cheat anyway. It's always something to make us look like the bad person.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's doesn't make any sense.
Well, do you think that guys do it more than girls?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Yep. I don't care. I agree. Yep.
they can never just, tell the truth. They always have to just, no, but you did this, and always have to flip it on the girl.
Mani, oh, my God. Not even the worst part is when there's something that you're not being told and you even find out through him or her, you find out through, Facebook or something or somebody else. Like, you know what that is? I would rather hear the truth from you, even though, yes, I might get a little mad, but I'd rather hear the truth from you than finding it out through somebody else or through Facebook or something.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think that's a problem with relationships. Sometimes people do not know how to communicate with each other.
Nope.
And it's like, oh, let me tell you, I'm hard-headed. I don't care. I admit it. I'm a handful. Everybody knows that I could care less. That's how I am. I'm like my mother. And it came to a certain point where, instead of trying to talk things out with somebody I cared about, I kept pushing them away. And he's like, you know, we need to talk about this. We need to handle this. Something, I'm like, I don't care. I don't want to talk about it. Or I'll just be like, why bother? And, he's put up with me for, over a month now. mind you, this guy isn't even my boyfriend. God only knows why he's still putting up with me. Like, for someone to put up with you, I think that's amazing. Because I'm not easy to deal with. But, you know, I think that's the best thing that needs to be done. Things do need to be talked out instead of so much being bottled up. Like, I don't think it makes guys less of a man if they open up a little bit. And I guess that's what they don't really understand.
Wow.
I don't know. What do you think, Monty?
Yeah, I agree.
I have a question, though. Well, actually, first I have a statement. I think that guys, I think actually, first of all, it happens even in as they get older. So I think so. You have guys that are like grown men, and that still happens. That happens all the way across the board, and it's hard to explain, but it is what it is. How have you guys come across that type of issue? I mean, you've come across it, right? Had to deal with it.
Mhm. Mhm.
How did you deal with it?
Wait, deal with what exactly? The fact that getting blamed for something that's not our fault?
Yeah.
I kind of spazzed out. I spazzed out. Go ahead, Mom.
I pleaded my case because I didn't do anything wrong. Try to turn it on me and then backfired on him, I guess. I didn't do nothing wrong. I didn't.
Now, is it possible that sometimes sometimes people do things and may not know that they do them?
I won't even say that, Tony. I think, honestly, maybe sometimes that may be. But I also think people do things wrong and they just don't want to admit they're wrong. Like, there's nothing wrong with saying you're wrong.
Yeah.
And it's like that's people's downfall because it took me years to be like, you know what, I'm wrong. And to this day, sometimes I still have problems being like, yeah, you know, I was wrong. Like, for the first time, like, dang it. Like, yeah. For the first time, probably like 2 days ago, I kind of admitted I was wrong in a way because I guess I could say that I didn't see a good friend that I had right in front of my face. So at times I was wrong. But I admit to that. Others, on the other hand, don't.
So your fixing it was actually to admit you were wrong?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
How much of a benefit of the doubt are you supposed to give someone?
See, I feel there's only so much you could take.
Yeah.
So it's like sometimes you could give them the benefit of the doubt and, like, you could be a little gullible, be like, all right, you know what, I'm going to believe her, I'm going to believe him, whatever. But then you're going to reach a certain limit where you're going to be like, no, you know what, no, I'm drawing the line. Like,
yeah,
I can't keep giving you the benefit of the doubt because you're not giving me a reason to give you it.
Yeah, and then they're going to keep on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to take into consideration the person that you have a question about, their track record with you, and maybe if someone's coming to you with information, take into account the person that's coming to you with the information as well. Like, what might their motivation be for if they are telling you a lie? Or, you know, could they have maybe seen something and took it out of context, you know, and now they're telling you what they see, but maybe it truly isn't what they see, you know. So like you said, I mean, you don't want to be gullible, but you don't want to always just take the other person's word at the same time either.
True.
Wait. That was Kaya, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Now, you know how you said, what their reason for lying, whatever the case may be?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, see, now, I was in a situation like that, and his reason for lying was because he felt he would have never gotten a chance to see what I was really about and be around me. That's okay, it's understandable, but there's certain things that you don't hide that you have a girlfriend.
Mm.
And it's like, this is what I mean about guys, like, yeah, maybe I would have gotten a little mad in the beginning, like, nah, I don't think I'm gonna chill with you, whatever. But when you spend time with somebody, feelings grow. And it's like, I feel sometimes things should be put to an end before they could begin.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I feel he went wrong.
Do you think sometimes people cross the line when it comes to, you know, especially teens, you know, those boundaries where, okay, this is my best friend's man, but we're just chilling, so that's okay. And then someone else may see it and be like, well, why is your girl hanging with your man?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. Like, that's crossing the line because, I've had some messed up people in my life that have done things way over the top, like, above what you just said, like, so honestly, for me, it's like, I don't trust anybody. Like, if I have a boyfriend, don't let me catch you chilling with my boyfriend. Don't let me catch you chilling with my girlfriend. If somebody calls me and tell me you're with one of them, we're going to have some problems. Like, there's only so many people you can trust nowadays. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes people have no respect for them, respect for themselves. And you know what I learned? I learned that, honestly, you can't, like, if something was to happen between them, you couldn't always blame, you know, like, that one girl that was all on top of your man, because it's also your boyfriend's fault. What was he doing with her to begin with? Why didn't he put an end to it before it even began? So it's like, that's what I was supposed to look at, too, because in the past I used to be like, no, but it's her fault. And they was like, no, but it's his fault, too. Because he decided that he wanted to do blase, 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 blase. Like, it makes sense. Like, you can never just blame one, regardless it goes for both.
Yeah. Now, do you think, you know, because your man, and especially, I mean, it's a two-part, but your man is the one that's committed to you, so does he have a bigger responsibility?
Wait, you mean, like, a bigger responsibility than me?
No, to whoever else is coming at him, you know, say some girl is trying to get with him or your friend is trying to call him when you're not around or whatever, who has the bigger responsibility, your man who's committed to you or the other person who's trying to talk to him or whatever?
Him, because he should know that he has a girlfriend and he shouldn't be, like, going around like a dog off a leash.
Mm. I agree with mommy. I agree with mommy. I think he has a bigger, you know, part of this because you should know your limits. Like, I feel if a guy was truly dedicated to his girlfriend, he'd be like, you know what, you shouldn't be calling me. Like, you already know my girl, whatever the case may be. Like, and if anything, I mean, some guys feel, oh, it's no reason I should tell my girlfriend. But if you feel, babe, yo, I'm going to tell you now before things get out of hand. Yes, she's been calling me, but I keep telling her this is not late. I feel that's committed. Like,
yeah.
He does have a big responsibility. He needs to learn when to put his foot down, too.
True.
Well, I think personally, I got to say, as a guy, I agree. You know, I think that you're point blank. I believe if you're in a relationship with somebody, I believe both parties have an obligation to represent the person they're with. In other words, if you're going to be with Johnny, well, make sure people know I'm with Johnny. There should be no room, no wiggle room, you know what I mean, for somebody to get in and And I don't think that if you're with Johnny, you should be, making it, allowing the appearance of you being with somebody else to rise up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it, you know, and the same thing if you want to be with Jillian or whatever her name is. It's like you represent, you're in a relationship. There should be no question for anybody to have to ask, are you in a relationship? Because that should be first and foremost. That should be, and again, that's my opinion, but it's funny because it happens in relationships. It does happen. It's like you can't really, sometimes you can't tell with the way people are with around other people. You know, you got a boyfriend, but, you know, you so knitted, so closely knit and tight with this other dude that nobody can really tell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or you know, Johnny trying to, and you do get them dudes that scheme. You get women that scheme too, but you get those dudes that'll scheme, and it's like, you know, they are trying to be out there. That's why it's imperative that both parties be held responsible. That's what I think. I think both parties should be held responsible, you know,
mm-hmm.
in a relationship.
Now, what I wanted to say was, opinion I had actually made. Why do I feel, I don't understand why people are in relationships if they're not necessarily happy. And maybe I'm wrong, but if you're in a relationship but you have feelings for somebody else, does it really make sense? Like, I've heard of that. You know, somebody could be in a relationship, whatever the case may be, but their heart could be somewhere else. I don't know, it's a little funny quote. Whatever the case may be. But it's like,
well,
that.
Maybe.
Huh?
No, continue.
No, say it.
I was going to say, maybe they're with someone when they're not happy because they're afraid to be alone.
Yeah. And that would have been my comment, is that, especially with you guys' age group, and that was going to be my other comment, is how much do you think what you guys see growing up, your examples growing up, take to, you know, your relationship, how you guys forge relationships. You know, if you're coming from a home where you're not getting attention and, you know, you feel kind of left out, boys and girls tend to use relationships to fill that void. So, you know, if the guy pays them attention just a little bit, it may be a little bit more than what they're getting at home. And some people will take bad attention over no attention.
Yeah.
Honestly, oh my, I'm so happy you said that. Oh my God, you guys are making me so happy today. Oh, actually, like, I don't know, like, I feel when I talk to people, I don't get enough attention. And it's like, I don't know, I feel like maybe that's a gap. And I feel like I do go to, I guess, guys or girls, whatever the case, to give me that full attention.
Yeah.
And sometimes I guess that's why I get so mad so quick, because when I feel like I'm not getting full attention, I'll be feeling so lonely. Like, I just feel like, and it gets me so mad that I just go to sleep. When I'm mad, I just go to sleep. And it's like, I just feel like I'm not getting the attention I feel I really need and want. And it's like, I don't want to tell people how I feel, because at the same time, it's like the person who I do look for attention from isn't really, I can't explain it. It's like, I don't know, I just feel like I don't have the right to tell the person that I want the attention from how I feel. That's it. Like,
but at this time, we do have a caller, if you want to let them in.
Please don't let it be my mom. Please don't let it be my mom.
Okay, 323 area code.
Hi, everyone. It's Kay from California.
Hey, Kay.
Hey, I am not her mommy, but I'm somebody's mommy. And I just wanted to say, I just wanted to say, not from a parental point of view, but when I was a teenager, I set expectations. And I know this might sound really brutal, but when you didn't fulfill that expectation, whether it was trust, attention, gift giving, whatever it was, what I set as my own expectation, no one told me what the expectation should be. But when you failed to meet my expectation, then I dated with a view of marriage. So then I cut it off. And I'm not proud of this. I did not marry as a virgin. I didn't make, if I decided to have relations with a boy, an excuse for him to be a jerk so he could stay in my life. For whatever that reason is. And I'm happily married for 28 years, but we have to have courage to know what we want as a partner in our life. And that doesn't have to do with mom or dad or God or anyone else. There are certain things that we have to want as the qualities that complete us as a person. And those things might change as time goes on. So we have to have that courage to do that.
I think, Kay, what becomes difficult, though, for a lot of our teens that, you know, we're seeing today is they don't know because they don't have role models. Their role models are the TV, the videos, the fashion models. They don't have the home structure. They don't have, you know, that good. And I'm not saying all, but a lot of our teens, you know, don't have that parent, whether it's one parent or two parents or an auntie or anyone that's really guiding them. So when you're lost and you're just looking for attention, you haven't really been able to forge what's right and what's wrong. You can say, because I know I was one of those teens that was just looking for attention. I wanted someplace to fit in. I wanted somebody to make me feel like I wasn't getting at home. I felt like crap at home, so I wanted someone to make me feel good. And you take whatever, you know, you get. And until we start as parents to guide our children and teach them what's good. This is how, you know, fathers teaching their daughters, this is how a man should treat you, you know, teaching their sons, this is how you should treat women. A lot of our teens are just lost. They don't really know until they get older, unfortunately.
Well, I think that's a reflection on what Keita and Mani were saying, which is basically, you know, when you're feeling alone, you definitely want that attention, and you're going to get it from wherever it's going to come from. Not to say that, well, I mean, because that goes for the whole, that goes for, I mean, we can even relate that to like gang members.
Yeah.
We can say that, you know, a gang will be quick to accept, well, not quick, but they'll accept you in when you meet their standards. But the thing about it is they're going to accept you.
Yeah.
And they're going to show you a sense of attention and family. So it makes it easier, you know, it makes it easier to be a part of them. And you feel like you belong to something. You feel important, to where a lot of teens don't feel that way. They don't feel like they're a part of anything at home, you know, because you have these parents that, you know, it's my way or the highway. So, it gets to a point which, okay, that may be true, but the way that it's put and the way that it's acted on, the kids don't feel they have choices. They don't feel they have a say, you know, or can even speak
or
on
the
what
parents
they're
are
thinking or feeling. So it, you know, and then the parents they're not spending time with the kids. They're not giving them any type of time at all, you know, and a lot of parents are probably working. It's not that, you know, all the parents don't want to give their kids time, but with the way things are nowadays, with the economy and everything, it's hard. You know, the parents are holding down 2 and 3 jobs. You know, there's so much that has to be done that's going on. So somewhere along the line, some of the kids basically, they suffer, you know, because there's no time. And we should make time. As family, we should make that time. It's just hard to say and do, you know. But we do have another caller on. We do have another caller.
413 area code. Hello.
Hi, fam.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi, Auntie.
How you doing?
How are you doing today?
I'm good, just sitting here relating to a lot of stuff y'all talking about.
I know you are. You have three boys. How do you deal with Gio? He's at that age now where he's going to be starting to date, and he's from, you know, you're a single mom. So how does he deal with it? How do you deal with him as far as dating and stuff?
Okay. I got to keep this PG. you know, it's hard for me sometimes, but basically what it is from the time he understood logic coming from me, it was just basically like, okay, this is this and that is that. You hold the key to your kingdom. The moment you give it away, you can't get it back. Don't fall for the first girl that says, I love you, because 9 out of 10 times it's a facade, basically. Go on to life, go to college. Don't have kids till you're ready type situations. Because I don't want them to do the same mistakes that I did. You know what I mean? I'm not saying my kids are mistakes, but I don't want them to follow suit with a lot of the things that I did, because there's certain things I can protect them from, and by all means necessary, I will. But outside of the home, I can't guard them. So I can educate them inside the house, so when they get outside the house, they know what to expect or what signs to see from different people and different elements. So I try my best. It works, though. It works. Sometimes I got to put the hammer down on them, but it works.
Somebody in the chat room had said, questioned why it was that girls, matter of fact, it had been questioned twice, why it is that girls fall for the bad guys or fall for the bad boys.
That was said in mine.
So can you ladies elaborate on that? I mean, personally, I'd like to know too. I'd like to know what's appealing about a dude with his pants down around his kneecaps, or what's appealing about the dude selling the drugs.
I can't answer that because I have high standards and I don't settle for guys like that. So,
Okay, on that note, though, for me, being the age bracket that I am, and I'm not about to tell my age because that's just rude for me to do. I did a while ago before. It's something for not having that male role model to guide and direct me to that source of how they're supposed to look and what they're supposed to do and how they're supposed to treat. That wasn't there for me. I didn't have that outlet. I really didn't. So I fell for the bad guy. Plenty of times. Stuck in a relationship that was physically, emotionally, verbally abusive. That's how my oldest son got here. His father was a gangbanger.
Now,
so I can see him. And I'm not rolling down nobody's river. I'm going to leave before I rode on the river. And after that incident, I kind of like, with the help of Tasha, sister, fam, you know, put in what their lifestyle were and their faults and shortcomings, and building me up to the point to where I am now, I got to the point to where it's like, you know what, I'm going to beat you down before you beat me down. But we fall for the bad guy for me personally because that's what I was used to. I don't know what a good guy's supposed to look like. I don't know what a good guy's supposed to act like. The bad guy. When you're surrounded by baggy jeans and hoodies and Timberlands, anybody in a business suit looks weird to you.
Marquita and Monty, what do you think?
I think that us teens fall for the bad guys because sometimes when you're not raised with a father. Your father isn't there to teach you the different kinds of men. Or we just look at their looks and be like, oh, he's cute. He's hot. Because I slide bad boys.
Marquita, now what did you say? Because I know you said you don't go for that type of guy. Now, what gives you the strength to, what in you says, no, that type of guy isn't for me?
I don't know. I never found that attractive. Like, I always dreamed of a guy that I could actually bring home to mama. So the whole pants below the waist thing, I didn't find it attractive at all. I just never liked people who were immature, that didn't have a good head on their shoulders. Always wanted somebody who would do what they had to do in school. But even with all that, there was always, like, a problem with these guys because it's like they'll be in school, they have a good head on their shoulders, but it's like their mind wasn't all there. Like, when it came to girls, it wasn't all there. And I guess that was the problem. So it's like I can't really talk for guys, but I don't know. I really don't know how. I don't know.
You think the move, the media and stuff has something to do with it? Because I know this was brought up in the room earlier as well, you know, with the videos and stuff. You know, you got 16-year-old girls thinking that a 16-year-old boy is supposed to take her to the mall and, you know, bling her out and get her nails done and get her hair done. And so then she's looking at the thug dude because he's the one with the money and the music that you guys are listening to, and even adults, but, you know, that's what it's saying. You know, the guys are talking about get with me and I'll take you to the mall, and, you know, the girls are, they're looking for that type of guy.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but...
why do you ladies think that girls settle for this type of guy? I mean, I know you, because I'm like, for example, you said, Keita, that you have standards, but what about the ones that do? Like, I'm sure you may have friends that you and Monty both. I'm sure you guys have friends as well that do go for the bad guy. So what do you think it is that motivates them to be with this? Have any of them told you their reasons for being with this type of guy?
Usually I just get, I don't know, but I'm just stuck. Or it's like maybe some girls just feel they doubt they're going to find anything good in the future anyways. Like, some girls feel there's no such thing as a perfect guy or a guy that's going to give you, like, the world or treat you right. So some girls probably just settle for less.
Yeah, but some girls thrive off that excitement, flashiness, and dangerous.
Wow.
Agreed.
And honestly, maybe I should be the last one talking, because even though, like, I do have standards, for the first time in my life, like, I guess I could probably say that, I don't know, like, I kind of, like, set back my standards a little because of the fact that the person that I actually fell for, I can never even be with because of the fact he has a girlfriend. So it's like, sometimes you look at things and be like, it's common sense, why are you still holding on to him? But honestly, if I could answer that question, I would. And it's like, it's more complicated than what I'm saying now, because I've never in my life, never, I haven't held on to something so much, like I said, since like 2 years ago, and that was the first person that actually could say that I love. So it's like now, it's like, it kind of scares me because I feel like I should let go, I need to let go, but it's like at the same time, I feel like I've known him for like all my life. So, it's like the bond that I have with him, me letting go of it, I feel like I'll be losing like a family member, a person that's been in my life since I was little. So it's like, I've never had such a strong connection with somebody.
Wow.
Which,
we have another caller online.
201 area code. You are on live with us.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Cool Ty, calling out of Jersey City, New Jersey. I'm a father of a 15-year-old, 15-year-old daughter, and it was definitely a thing in my mind as to why is it so important to be with a bad guy. So I've questioned people, and one of the answers, well, youngsters, I should say, and one of the answers I got was this. It was boring to date a quote-unquote good guy, so it's more exciting to date the quote-unquote bad guy. So this is why they do it, according to my research. Wow.
I don't know. That's kind of funny, but maybe for some people, I don't know.
Well,
I've had
think
the bad guy is going to bring all the drama.
And it's like, if they want to take the risk, okay, like, but that's not what you're getting yourself into before you do it, like.
From what I gather is this. Most good guys, they're willing to give. They're willing to give money without a problem. They're willing to take the young lady to the movies without a problem. But that becomes boring. They want to battle. And once again, this is from my research. They want to battle. They want the guy to be like, no. Come on, Rashawn, you know I really want them Prada shoes, mama. Like, they want to battle, and it's like they get a kick out of the battle. Like most men don't like things given to us easy. It's the thrill of the kill. Same thing with the woman.
It's the thrill of the kill.
Hi, y'all hear me?
Yep, we hear you. But then the problem with that becomes also when, you know, they're not just negative or holding back on doing nice things for you, but they also treat you a derogatory way. You know, the quote-unquote bad boy is also not going to worry about returning your phone calls, also not going to worry about, you know, your birthday. Or, you know, or that those may be the things that he does. Like, hey, I'll make sure I do something for her birthday. So, you know, he's always got an ulterior motive to what he does. And, you know, we have got to at some point teach our daughters that there's nothing wrong with the good guy. You know, that is the type of man you want. Not necessarily that he gives you whatever you want whenever you want it, but you want the man that respects you, that treats you like you mean something to him, and not the man who's going to be talking to you all, you know, out of the side of his neck just because it's exciting. It shouldn't be exciting to be disrespected.
Can I make a comment, please?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I actually ran my own personal little test. It was a conversation between me and the fellas about how women who look pretty are especially the ones who don't mind being mistreated. And I ran that test on someone, and it was so very true. I was disrespectful to her. I cursed at her. I talked to her any type of way, and she was the one who would be here in a heartbeat if I needed her. Now, there was another young lady who I did the opposite. I would constantly tell her how much I love her, how much I care for her and all that, and she did not care about me. Worth a dime. So it seemed that the test was true. The average woman, for some reason, I don't know that they feel more important when they're being disrespected, but I had to conclude the test real quick because that's not my character. So I can't carry that on, but I definitely conducted that test, yes.
Wow.
Marquita, what do you guys think?
I believe it's true. It just might be true. I don't disagree, because honestly, it's true. I've watched other girls go through it. Like, I've had a friend who let a guy put his hands on her and everything, and she'll still be like, he hits me, but I love him. No, that's where I would draw the line. If you're putting your hands on me, that's a problem. Mm-hmm. Because I went through a situation like that where I was like, no, she got to go. Like, that was the first time I seriously started talking to my mom. I was like, she put her hands on me. Mom's like, she did what? Like, my mom was ready to kill somebody. And it's like, honestly, you need to have limits. Like, have self-respect. Like, and some girls don't get that. And sometimes, okay, it can be hard to let go, but don't let somebody, like, down. Don't let somebody down talk you so much that you're so used to it that it's just okay.
Well, if I can say this also, too, please, I believe a lot of women who allowed that talk was not raised around a strong male figure. So a lot of them, they long for that male figure, but they're going about it the wrong way. So they think that male figure is supposed to be like, shut up, B, go clean the dishes, you know, and then they go clean the dishes. They think that's what it is because they're searching for that father figure. And the woman who I definitely conducted the experiment on, she was not raised around that strong male figure. She was raised around people who only thought that money was the way, like her so-called mother, which was really her aunt. They just constantly preach to her that money's the way, money, 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 money. So as long as there was a guy who was willing to spend money on her, it didn't matter if he spat in her face. It didn't matter. Just put the money on the board, you know?
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That is out there.
I think it happens a lot. It happens more than, you know, we care to admit. And like you said, it's, you know, because of lack of, and not just lack of male role models, but also, you know, I was raised, and I'll say single, you know, we had a stepfather, but I'll say single family. You know, my mother was our intense role model, and she was intense. You know, my mother was intense, but she definitely, you know, even though we didn't have that male role model to say, okay, well, this is the way men should treat a woman, we had it to say this isn't the way, a man should treat if we looked at it that way. But what tends to happen is, oftentimes, more than not, no matter how much you say in your head, I'm not going to grow up and date a man like my father, for many years, I ended up, no matter how nice they seemed at the beginning, underneath, they were exactly like my father.
They say that you gravitate to that one. You know, if you're a guy, you gravitate to the person that, you know, is similar to that person that was your parent. Like, I gravitated towards a woman who was exactly like my mother, and I couldn't stand my mother sometimes. I mean, it just, I gotta put it out there. Me and my mother battled from the day that she gave birth to me. I say that all the time. I came out the womb battling my mother. I was in the room just battling. I mean, we've had that type of relationship. Yet and still, I mean, it's great now, but back then it wasn't. And I found a woman who was exactly like her. I mean, exactly like her. And I didn't set out to do that. But the more time I was with her, the more I saw my mother out of her. And it's like, OMG, this is not cool. Things just weren't what you expect. And it's not always a bad thing. It just so happens that my relationship with my mother was tense, and so was the relationship I had with the woman I was with at that time. And I was older. You know, so, I mean, it does happen. I mean, guys tend to fall for the mother figure, and girls, y'all tend to fall for the father figure.
Hey,
and if you don't have one, then, you know, it can be a lack.
Tony,
what'd you say?
Let me ask
I honestly think, too, sometimes guys tend to fall for the girls that are, like, so disgusting, like, don't even have respect for themselves, not even faithful to him. But he still puts up with her for what? And it's like sometimes guys go for a girl that just looks good, like when they're standing on the side of them. For what? Like, guys sometimes give the girls just for show. It's pointless. Like, if you're not happy with the person, why waste your time?
Which is true. Which is true, which goes back to the original question, you know, why that you had, which is why do people stay with that particular person when they're not happy? And I think everybody has their own little particular reasons. And I do think, you know, when you get in a relationship, you need, which people are saying today, but you need that standard. And I don't think, you know, I don't want to say, I honestly don't know. I don't want to say that teenagers don't know how to form a standard, but it's, I will say it's easier to form a standard when you've been through and you've gone through the dating scene and you've put time in and all that. But like Mark, like, you know, Keita, you said you had standards.
Mm-hmm.
What are the standards that you have?
When it comes to guys, from the way they present themselves to what they're doing with their lives and respect that they have.
Hmm. So, and what about you, Mani? What do you have? What are your standards, Mani?
I agree with the respect part, because I believe that I deserve respect. And
Do you have when you see a guy, or when you're interested in being with someone, do you say, okay, these are the particular rules, or not? I don't even want to use the word rules, but are these the, do you say this is what I'm looking for out of him? Is this what I want from him? Is that what comes to you when
Yes. You're
looking for a guy?
Yes.
Or a girl, or... Okay, so basically, what are those things? It's almost like a checklist.
Yeah.
Yes,
like
basically.
Do you have a checklist?
It's a little checklist in our heads that we carry everywhere. And if we didn't, you tend to look at a guy, you'd be like, I wonder if he has the qualities that I want. But then if he comes to you like, yo, Ma, that's not going to work out. And just move along.
Yeah, I would like someone to approach me properly.
Wow.
Yeah. That's funny because I can't even explain. Okay, forget it.
I mean, there's this really cute guy that tried to ask me out, but as soon as he tried to approach me, I was like, no, when you learn how to approach someone properly, then come talk to me, but so then leave me alone.
Now, why do girls get, you know, if you have standards, girls, you get labeled, you know, if a guy steps to you and he's like, yo, ma, or yo, shorty, or, you know, hey, you, or come here, baby, and you're like, excuse me, you know, why are, now you're labeled, you know, the B, or you think you're too good, or,
oh,
you know.
Oh, yes. Look.
Yeah,
but you know what? I don't know, because I'd be like, if I'm a B, but not settling for less than, hey, I wear that title very high, like, I'm not going to go below my standards. If you can't show that you have respect, then you need to move along. I'm not going to deal with you. I'm not going to even bother. Like, I know girls done put their guys home training. Like, and if they didn't, I ain't going to leave your mama to teach you. So,
right.
Well, I think that was a little too hard. Was that me?
No.
Okay.
Wow.
Like, I don't know, because it's like, and like I said, I have standards. And it's like, when you do find that one person that has everything you could possibly want, it's like, something's wrong. Like, he has a girlfriend. And it's like, seriously? Seriously, like, what is this, a sign that I need to stop looking, or, like, what's the point of that? I'll be getting so upset.
That's true.
Wow.
It's harder. Like I just posted in the chat room, it's easier to go along with what everyone else is doing, you know, so it's easier to be part of the group than it is to be alone.
Yeah.
than to stand out and be different, you know. And in these days, being different is to have standards, is to say, no, I expect you to act this way, whether you're a guy or a girl. Girls, you know, girls need to have their standards as well as guys need to have their standards for a future girlfriend. And it's hard to do that because today society says, oh, dating is fun. Just date, you know. Why settle down with one person when you can have as many people? Why care that she has a boyfriend? Don't care about her boyfriend. Try to get with her anyway. You know, why care that he has a girlfriend? Try to get with him anyway. You know, there's no boundaries. There's no more respect for she's taken. I can't have her. It's so what? I'm just going to try to get her anyway.
Yeah, it shows they don't have respect for themselves either.
Yeah. Kita, did you have any, what were some of the other topics that came up in your group?
Well, my favorite. Why do guys have so much to hide?
Oh, my God.
It's starting with your girlfriend. It's like one thing, yo, honestly, I'm going to tell the truth. The worst thing in the world is to get me mad. Because, so help me. Karma is, yes, it's that. So it's like, honestly, I feel, guys, just come real. I think that's the best thing to do. And that's what they lack. Why they lack it, I don't know. Because they have no problem saying anything to another guy's face or whatever the case may be. But when it comes to a girl, it's a problem. And I don't understand why.
I agree.
So are you saying basically that guys are more open with guys than they are with girls?
Yeah, like, that's what I completely agree. Because then it's like, oh, this is what kills me. You would think girls talk more than guys. Okay, maybe we do when I'm out. But it's like, if a guy has a problem with something your girlfriend is doing, why are you going to go talk to your boys about it instead of your girlfriend? Like, I do not understand that. Like, it's retarded.
We got a answer for you from one of our males in the chat room. He said, because when we open up, someone is there to laugh at us. If you're not taught to open up, the last thing you need is people laughing at your openness. So, you know, and we've seen that guys are not taught to be emotional. You know, you have a little brother, he cries, shut up, man, come on, man up. You know, boys are not taught to be emotional. So they're taught to be hard, they're taught to be, you know, don't show emotions, crying is weak, you know, if you get all emotional, that's weakness.
And it's true. It happens. It's a situation that guys have. And it's been a topic of conversation for like maybe at least the last month and a half. But the thing about it is, and the fact to it all is, that women are more sensitive than men. Women, I don't even want to use that. What's the word I normally use? Women think with their hearts. Men don't always think with their hearts.
Men are more logical.
Yeah, we're not saying women are stupid when we say not logical, but men, everything is black and white. Women do see a gray area. You know, women do see the gray sometimes, and most times. When you love, when a woman loves, they love straight from the heart. They give most women, I'm going to say, I'm not going to stereotype, most women do that. And when they do, they wholeheartedly love. As to where men, and it's funny because I read something online the other day, you know, and it was basically saying that men know the ratio. I don't know if you ladies know this, but basically for every one guy that's out there, there's like 10 women. That's the racial that's out there. For every one man, there's 10 women. Not supposed to be 10 women. I'm just saying. That's the racial. So basically, if Sally don't want to get with the program, then he knows he can go to Shirley. Mm-hmm. If Shirley ain't copacetic, then he'll go to Jillian, because the racial is there. As to where women know, and a lot of times you'll hear it said or written, you know, where all, especially in inter, you know, when it comes to like minorities, you know, you get all the black men, you know, where are all the black men at, or where's there ain't no eligible men, where are all the good men at, you know, we can find a good woman, men can find a good woman, we can, I mean. If out of five women that we date, there's gonna be at least two or three good women in that five count. That's the way I'm looking at it. That's how I feel about it. That's what I've seen. But women do not have that five count to look at. You know, and that may be, and that may also add to the issue. Women do not have that five count.
Yeah.
You know, it just doesn't work like that. You can go to any church, and for every 100 women that you see in the church, you may see 20 men. You may see 30 men.
If that.
Yeah, but you're not going to see the same racial, because it's just not there. And you know, women, you let your standard down, and you accept in, and it's hard to watch, but because I'm one of those good men. I'm going to speak up for myself. I'm going to say for myself, there are good brothers out there. And I'm one of them. You know, I enjoy treating a woman right. I think there's nothing like it. I think that one of the most beautiful things that God ever made was a woman. I think it's the most beautiful thing that God ever made. A woman on top, a beautiful woman. There's something, and it's funny, because a few years ago I said this to somebody, but it's like, I don't care what. I do not care what the woman looks like. She could be a Attila the Hun. She could be a hunchback. She could possibly even look like the Elephant Man. There is something that God put in that female that makes her beautiful. Maybe not to the eye. It could be the way she talks. It could be the way she expresses herself. It could be the way she loves. It could be, but there's always something, for me, there's always something special and beautiful about a female. It doesn't matter, you know, and I'm not saying that I could get with any old female that comes my way. I'm not saying that either. I'm saying that for me, in my mind's eye, women are beautiful, and men do not always see that. We don't think the same. We really don't think the same. You know, Kai said basically, you know, men think logical, women think emotional. And that's where the issue comes in. That's where that issue is.
I absolutely agree with there's something special in everybody, but it's like sometimes I'm not gonna lie, when things, I feel like things are going on, I'd be like, yo, there's nothing special about me. I don't think I'll ever find this person. And it's like, I look at things, and it's like, yeah, things have upset me. The reason, like, the fact that I can't be with somebody I really care about. But it's like, this person's taken. And yet, he's still in my life. We'll talk every day, even through the ups and downs, we've argued, like maybe for like a month straight and on. And like I said, I'm like my mother. I'm a handful. So if you're willing to put up with me for over a month, God bless your heart. Because
see, that's it right there. That's it right there, Keita. That right there. When, and a lot of women, a lot of females will not admit that they're a handful. They won't admit that they have their attitude.
I know I am.
Yeah, see, they won't admit it, though. So, basically, this is how a man thinks. Okay, you can be a handful. Go ahead and be your little handful. Because there's four other women over there that won't be a handful. And I can go to them rather than deal with the handful. But I do understand what you're saying, because you're like, if you, you're worth keeping in my eyes is what you're saying, if you're willing to deal with who I am and how I am. And I applaud you. I applaud you because basically you can admit and you can stand up and say, look, this is who I am. This is how I am. I love. I have a whole lot of love, but I can be a handful. You know, again, a lot of women won't do that.
I'm just, I don't know, I am, and it's like, but I'm just surprised to see somebody stick around for this long. And on top of that, I'm not your girlfriend. So it's like at any time, you could have been like, you know what, I'm done. Like, I don't even need this. You're not even my girlfriend, whatever the case may be, but you've put up with me for God only knows what reason, and you're still there.
Oh,
and it's
wow.
Like, I'm grateful because, like, oh, my God. Like, I'm grateful because, like, I've never cared about anybody so much.
Wow. Well, it's complicated, matters of the heart are not easy. And that's what the show is about. And it's funny because, relationships and how they affect teens. But a lot of what young people go through is the same thing that some of us adults go through as well. The same exact stuff. We're still wondering why, you know, you have women that get married and they get beat for 20 years, you know, 10, 20 years, and you wonder why are you staying with them when they treat you so bad. And this is someone who's grown. You know, so I think you want to set those standards. And matters of the heart are not easy for anybody at any age. Matters of the heart can be hurtful. They can be very hard to deal with. But if you're willing to take the time and do things right, they can be rewarding in the end. But we have about 10-11 minutes left. Do you have anything else that you came up with in that group that was a question?
Yes. Why, I think we already touched on this, but why do guys go for really skinny girls? There is nothing wrong with a girl with meat on her bones.
And I say that again is media. You know, we find that as adults, you know, media says thinner is better. All the videos are, you know, the girls with the little skinny waist, all the songs talk about the thin girls, all the magazines have the thin girls, all the billboards have, and especially at you guys' age, you're impressionable. So you don't want to be the guy that's dating a girl that's a size 16 because you don't want to get laughed at by your boys. Unfortunately, you know, society says thinner is better. So if you're that girl that's a really good girl and you're pretty, but you're a size 16, the likelihood is that, you know, you're going to get looked over or you're going to get the guy who, you know, is just dating you as a joke or, you know, or until you find that guy that isn't worried about what the media says. You know, he may come from a household where he has a lot of, you know, his mom or his sister or someone else. So to him, it's normal. But so much of life at a teen age is about your surroundings and not wanting to feel out of place. You don't want to be the one guy that's dating or the girl. You don't. But it is funny that it is okay for a girl to date a chunky guy.
Just because, again, you think with the emotional, and men, unfortunately, we don't always do that. We don't. We look at it. It's like we're more petty sometimes when it comes to stuff like that. You find the models. Now, you're not going to see, for example, you're not, and what's acceptable for guys is not always acceptable for the females. But, for example, these models that are out there, the models for men, they're built. You look in the magazines and on the TVs, these models, the male models, they have cut, You know, they're showing their muscles, you know, to the point to where they can actually throw themselves in underwear, you know, and prance the stage. They're not half as thin as the women. Now, the women models are size zero and, you know, basically looking anorexic, and that's acceptable. You know, for men, it's a whole different, you know, it's a whole different thing. And I think it's how the men, if men stepped up and didn't necessarily let it bother them and spoke up on it, on the positive end of it, it probably wouldn't be as much of a problem. But I think a lot of women do it because they want to look right for the men. I think, you know, they want to be accepted. And now it's a social thing. It's more than just men now. It's a social thing where socially I have to look a particular way.
Yeah. It's more than just looking good for your man. It's socially I have to be. I mean, you see the commercials that say I went from a 10 to a 2. So not even a 10 is healthy anymore. You know, 10 used to be, okay, I'm a 10. You can still shop at a regular store and be a size 10. But now these diet commercials are telling you, nope, a 10 is fat. You know, so mm-hmm. I gotta be less than a 10, really. You know, and at teenager's age, you're young, you're impressionable, your music, everything that you see surrounding you is what dictates, you know, kind of where your mentality is. You know, guys are worried about what's my boy's gonna say. She's nice, she's always smiling, she's always talking to me. I think she's cute, but if I'm walking down the hallway holding her hand, who's gonna laugh at me?
Yeah. Yeah, so they hide it. They hide it. They try not to even deal with it. You know, and it's a bad thing cuz smaller is not always better.
Well, no, I mean, size shouldn't have anything to do with it.
It shouldn't have a thing to do with it, actually. It really shouldn't, but unfortunately, society and the media, going back to what Kaya asked earlier, the media is affecting that. You know, so it sucks, but things are in that, they roll like that.
Okay, now, hold on. I have something to say about this. You know how you're like, dang it, I just had it. Wait, give me a minute. Wait, okay. Oh, yeah, so it's like, you know, we had a discussion, like, when we had our last show about how the media and everything, this and that. And honestly, maybe you don't agree, but this is how I feel. I honestly feel like Lady Gaga is, like, the most amazing role model. Because, one, she makes it okay for you. After she puts it out there, you know, you are who you are. That's it. Nobody can tell you otherwise. You're beautiful in any way. And it's like, I love, with, like, a double Like, I love Lady Gaga because let me tell you something. This lady, like, she stands up for what she believes in. She has her own little imagination, like, in her mind, you know, this is what I want, this is what I'm going to do. And she lets it be known, you know, like, her song, Born This Way, like, you are who you are. That's it. And it's like, I feel like she, for me, she's the best person to look up to. Like, I love her. And it's like, I feel nobody should be scared to be who they are. Like, short, tall, fat, chubby, doesn't matter. Like, you are who you are. That's it. Anybody else who has a problem with it, they could go kick rocks, honestly. It's your life. Nobody else's.
And see, that should be the mindset. That should be the mindset. It's just easier said than done because of peer pressure. Which is why we have the suicide rate in teens is high because basically peer pressure just beats down on you guys. And what happens is those that aren't with you and with what you're saying, they can tend to make your life a living hell. And you have to be strong enough to endure that. If you're not, then it's really hard to just do you. It is so hard to just do you because they will make you wish you were dead. They will make you wish you moved to another state. They would make you wish, you know, they were dead. You know what I mean? People are cruel, and it's hard to be yourself sometimes. It's very hard to be yourself.
Or it's hard to be different at that, because they make it seem like being different is such a big deal, like it's a problem.
Right.
Because I'm sure it's different, and people look at me like, what is wrong with this girl, Meg? And I'd be like, I'll walk around the hallway screaming. I'll just be like, don't be a drag, just be a queen. Like, and my people laugh, they'd be like, God, you just got to love her. You got to love her. And it's like, for whoever has a problem with it, oh, well, that's your problem. Because I'll still be skipping down the hallway talking about don't be a drag, just be a queen. So.
Monty, do you feel the same? Do you think it's hard or easy to be yourself?
Monty?
Hello? Oh, yeah, sometimes it's hard to be yourself, because then it's going to get, like, bullying and the suicide rates. But then again, it's easier to be yourself, because then it gives more people the opportunity to be their self, because they know that someone else is different, you know. So they know that it's okay to be different, so then more people are going to want to be their selves.
Yeah, it's that twofold. It's, you know, if you can find the strength to be yourself, then you might encourage other people to be themselves.
Yeah.
Right. But if you're not strong enough on the inside, if you're not confident in yourself, then it's hard to be different. Even though you desire it, it's just hard because people don't accept it. And it'd be different if they just didn't accept it. But it tends to go further. It tends to become more than just they don't accept it. It becomes, well, now I'm getting bullied. Now I'm getting talked about, treated like crap, you know, because of the fact that I'm different. And that's how come a lot of teens, especially, they tend to just try to go with the flow. You know, they buckle under peer pressure. I mean, I know adults that'll buckle under peer pressure, though. it's a lifelong thing. It really is. But we have 2 minutes left. So in that two minutes, Keita, what is it that you have going on in your life right now, and what do you hope to achieve with it? Just take a quick minute and just let us know. What is it that you get out of, and it's pertaining to the topic, actually. What do you have going on in life? You know, how do you feel about relationships? I guess you could just sum it up that way. How do you feel about relationships right now?
I can honestly say it's just a little bit confusing for me. I'm not sure where things are going to go with relationships with me. But right now, it doesn't look like I'll end up in one anytime soon.
Okay. Do you consider that a good thing?
Huh?
You consider that a good thing?
It doesn't really matter to me. I'm not sure, really.
What about you, Monty? How do you feel right now about relationships?
I feel good. I think my relationship's going to last.
Okay. All right. Well, we thank you all for coming and joining in on the show today. Again, it was all about teen talk, all about how kids feel, how young people feel concerning relationships. And, again, matters of the heart are difficult to deal with from time to time, but it's a learning process. I want to thank Monty, and I want to thank Keita for hosting the show. I really appreciate the questions and the comments that were made. I thank you for calling in, all who did. And join us again, the Tony and Kai Show, on Monday. We'll be here at 6 o'clock. And we enjoy all the comments, and we hope that you continue to support Teen Talk. We love you all, and we're going to say God bless you.
Bye.
Bye.